Ladies and gentlemen, start time at the Regal. Young man went out and made a name for himself. He's been on every record-breaking show in the last 2 years. Ladies and gentlemen, the star of our show, how about a nice warm round of applause to welcome Mr.
We interrupt this program to waste some of your valuable time.
Coming to you live from our bedroom studio in the Pacific Northwest, it's TGIF Radio. This show is brought to you by the Internet, Electricity, and Mind Power. And now, with no agenda in mind, here's TGIF Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the highlight of your week. It is Friday. This is TGIF Radio and board failure.
Yeah.
I didn't do... Hey, one time a year, okay?
All right. We'll give it to you then.
Just let me do it on the end of the world, and then no one will remember if we do actually all die, which we won't.
Because
NASA said so.
Well, you know, NASA's been wrong before.
About what?
I don't know.
There was that one time where we used meters instead of yards, and then we crashed a rover into Mars.
Exactly.
So, that was pretty bad. NASA was kind of wrong then.
Yeah, they wasted a couple million.
Nah, it was, well, it's not wasted now because now we basically have a Mini Cooper on Mars.
I'd love to go there and drive it.
It's not a real Mini Cooper.
I don't care. I would get a Mini...
It doesn't have a steering wheel.
It doesn't?
No.
Crap.
There aren't people on it. It's on Mars.
You know what? I'm going to be the first man to step foot on Mars.
You know, that's what I said about 5 years ago, and then I realized that government funding was being cut for NASA. And
you know what? No, I will get a car and... Drive.
I'm going to drive all the way to Mars.
I'm driving to Mars. Sleeping tomorrow.
Hey, how do you get to Mars? I'm going to call AAA and just get directions. You're
going to hook a left at the Space Needle, take a shot out of the Earth's atmosphere, hook a right at the moon, and then pull a Huey on the other side of Jupiter.
No. Okay, now you have the order of the planets wrong.
No. I said Huey on the other side of Jupiter.
Why would you take a Huey around Jupiter then?
Why not?
Because you can go right to Mars. You don't have to take a route to Jupiter.
I think it'd be cool to go see Jupiter.
Yeah, I do too. Jupiter was like the coolest planet.
Especially with its, you know, like, what, 27 moons?
I don't know. That seems like the right number, though.
I think it is.
Jupiter, and it was really exciting for me as a kid because for a while I thought that, like, Jupiter and Saturn were kind of in a competition to see who could get more moons. And I thought it was cool because Jupiter was winning.
Mm-hmm. And Jupiter has the cooler rings.
No, Saturn definitely has the cooler rings.
You can see
Jupiter
Saturn's
barely
more,
has a ring.
But Jupiter's rings are like ice.
Yeah, they're really...
Saturn's
They're thin
aren't.
And boring.
Yeah.
Come on.
You know, I've always wanted to get a telescope and look it out at my place. Just look at the moons and the stars and the whatever.
It's so romantic.
You want to be my... No, I'm just joking.
If you had a telescope, I so would. Telescopes are cool.
They are cool.
Yeah.
They are pretty cool.
I never got a telescope for Christmas.
Neither did I.
Did you ask for one, like, constantly?
Yeah, I'm like, I want a telescope. What did I get instead? A guitar.
Oh, boo-hoo.
I don't know how to play the guitar.
Well, that's why they got it for you, was so you could learn.
I tried learning.
Excuse me. That's why Santa got it for you.
No, so it you said from mom and dad.
Oh, okay. I guess that gave it away.
Mm-hmm.
No. Actually, I think there was a point where I kind of got burned out on telescopes because I was at this camp out and there was a big buzz going around. It was like, hey, some guy brought his telescope and apparently Mars was like at the closest point it's going to be within the next 30,000 years. So he decided to just set it up and let people look through it.
That's cool.
For free.
That's cool.
He didn't charge us or nothing.
I would have charged everybody a buck.
Yeah.
I would have been Jewish like that and charged everybody a buck.
That's because you're kind of a dick.
What can I say? You got to make money somehow.
But I was kind of burnt out on the telescope idea after that because I thought I was going to be able to see, like, the surface of Mars, you know? Mm. And I didn't. All I saw was just a big white ball in the middle of the sky.
Bigger than usual. No, it's really cool to look at the moon, though, with a telescope.
Yeah, but that's really it, though. Really, you're not going to see any other features in sky that are significant that I can think of. Maybe
some star star clusterations.
Clusterations.
Yeah, that one.
It's not like
constellations.
Is that angry clusters of stars? I'm so frustrated right now. Come on, Virgia 3, let's go. I don't even That's probably the name of a star. I have no idea. But
It is, actually.
No, yeah, there's some good locations to look at stars, but even then you really don't need a telescope.
All you need is a pair of binoculars or a rifle scope.
Yeah.
If you want to, like, zoom in a little bit.
I think that would be enough, really.
I use binoculars or my rifle scope. I'll literally lay in my backfield during the summer, throw my rifle into my shoulder, and just be looking up into the stars. And people are like, what are you doing? Shooting planes.
And then the day came where he actually shot a plane, and he got kicked in the nuts by the FAA. That's what happens. When you shoot airplanes, they just come to your house and they personally kick you in the yabag.
You know, I've been hit in the nuts before.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I'm so surprised.
I was playing football at school.
Oh, see, you weren't playing football correctly then.
No.
You're supposed to run away.
Not when you're defense.
Oh, yeah, no. Definitely not when you're defense.
Defense, you're supposed to run straight at them. And what happened with me is it was all the girls skipped out on class that day because it was raining out. And
they went outside to watch you.
No, we were playing football, and all the girls ditched, and they knew we were going to be playing football, and it was raining. Mm-hmm. So what the guys do were like, all right, full-on tackle. Screw anything else.
Yeah.
Nothing bad could hurt. The biggest guy on there was only 250 pounds.
In the mud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were all wearing good enough shoes to be playing in the mud. And Ben,
it's not the shoes that I'm worried about.
What's the staining?
Yeah.
That's
like
all gym clothes.
Oh, yeah, who cares?
Exactly. They're sweaty and stinky as it is.
Never mind, yeah.
I was in class with Ben, though. Mm-hmm. Ben was on the opposing team because we didn't get to pick our teams. Somebody else did. So Ben was on the opposing team. I'm sitting there. I'm squatted down. I'm looking at Benny, and I'm like, you're going down if you get the ball. He's running for the ball.
Are you actually saying this, or are you saying it with your eyes?
No, I was actually saying it to him.
Okay. That's much more threatening.
It is. And he started running for the ball, so I grabbed his shoulders and started going backwards towards like the end zone that my team would be scoring into.
Uh-huh.
And first thing he does, as soon as he starts to feel himself tip over, knee straight to the balls.
Instinctively? On purpose?
Instinctively.
That's not what it instinctively means.
Instinctively.
Yeah.
Like instincts to go into somebody's
ball.
Yeah,
like
defense.
He didn't really mean to. No, it was just a natural movement of the knee.
He said that like halfway through he was going through it. He's like, oh, crap, trying to pull out. And it's like, nope, not going to work. I couldn't walk the rest of the day.
That's what happens when you play football full contact.
With nothing on, just gym shirt and shorts.
And that's
shoes.
Why I wear a cup with me everywhere I go. In case I ever have to play football with real people.
That's kind of sad.
That I was being sarcastic.
I know. I was just saying that'd be sad if you actually did.
I know. I've never actually worn a cup.
Could
you describe the experience?
It's not very fun.
As loosely as possible?
You ever wearing briefs? Tidy whities?
Yeah.
Okay. Think of that. Just a lot more restrictive.
Yeah, okay.
Like, it's just
sucked
in there.
I got the image in my mind.
It's just sucked in there.
Ew. But that's not going to help with the aftermath after removal of said cup.
It's not going to help.
It's
when you get hit there, the cup just displaces the pain around your nuts, not directly into them.
Oh, like you just get the circle of red around you.
Yeah.
Oh, yay.
Mm-hmm.
At least it's a distribution of pain, though. Instead of it all
going
into one contact point, you get this
still
circle.
All in the groin.
Yeah.
And it's still going to hurt.
Not direct hurt. Groin, though. I mean,
well, the groin
way
muscle
better
area.
Than the alternative.
It is.
Come on. You got to thank science for that. You really do.
I don't know if it was science that came up with that.
Yeah, science helped
a bit.
It
was some
Come
just
on.
Dumb idiot that was like, hey, playing baseball
yeah,
or
I got
football.
An idea.
I'm tired of getting hit in the nuts. I'm giving myself something to protect me.
Hey, what would happen if I put a bike helmet on my junk? Hold my beer, watch this.
He probably was drunk.
That's redneck science.
Yep.
And it's given us many great inventions, I think. I don't know what they are, though.
Best invention a hillbilly ever made? Toothbrush. They only got one tooth. You never heard of a teeth brush, have you?
Honestly, if the world called it a teeth brush, like if originally from that point, if it had always been called a teeth brush, it would have sounded weird if someone had called it a toothbrush.
Exactly.
You ever think about that?
Yeah, I know.
things could have been named something else entirely.
And then you're like thinking, well, that'd just be normal then, and everything else would be weird.
Yeah.
But best invention Hillbilly ever made. They only got one tooth, so they called it a toothbrush.
I really don't think they invented that.
It was a joke.
Somebody who is neither a hillbilly or British thought of that. And it was probably some science-y type dude.
I bet you it was invented in Russia.
Why Russia?
Because I doubt it was China back then when they created it.
China's got Chinese food, okay?
Yeah.
They've got a lot going for them.
I get Chinese food tonight.
Yeah, okay. I don't understand the hype behind this Chinese food that you are going to get.
It's from Lucky Dragon up in Kelso.
And
it is the best Chinese. It's made the top 100 Chinese food restaurants in America.
There's a top 100 Chinese food restaurants in America list?
Yes.
Can you get me that list?
It's on the internet.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what's in this box? I need to get the internet out of this box. How do I do it?
You click on the thing that says web browsing, and then you click on the other thing that says search.
I don't see that. It's very glowy. I need to get the internet out. Needed this yesterday. I was trying to figure out if Home Alone 2 made more money than Home Alone 1.
I don't think so.
I doubt it.
Home Alone 1 was pretty badass.
Home Alone 1, well, I saw a little bit of it downstairs, and I knew that, wasn't there more than two Home Alone movies?
I think there's three or four.
Seriously? They left the kid in his own house that many times?
One of them, he's alone, it's called Home Alone, but he's actually at an airport.
No.
And he gets stranded at the airport with his family's leaves, and it's like weird.
They should have just called it Abandoned in an Airport.
I know, right? They should have, but it's just called Home Alone.
No, the clip I saw, I think, was the original one.
Mm-hmm. Where he looks the youngest?
I don't know.
Was he in his house, and there were some strange dudes in a blue van sitting outside, and he's building people to be walking around on a track?
It was Christmas time?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was the first one, then?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's a good one. I
haven't seen it, but in...
Netflix it.
Oh, is it on Netflix?
Should be.
Oh, that's probably how people were watching it, now that I think about it. See, I haven't put that on that giant list that I have of things to watch.
Yeah.
Because I don't really think it merits getting on my list. My list is pretty important. And I don't think Home Alone belongs on there.
Maybe it's, towards the bottom of the list.
No, but the list is alphabetical. It'd be like, in the top fourth.
So put it in
under H.
Yeah, so put it in the bottom.
No, it's got to be alphabetical.
The Home Alone.
That's not what it's called. And I omit the. I omit the word the.
Oh.
Yeah.
Does it automatically sort it?
No, I do it by myself.
Wow.
That's why my list is important, because I put everything in alphabetical order myself.
You have no life.
I gotta finish this list, man.
You keep adding to it and you put it in alphabetical order?
Yeah.
That's sad.
It's not even, it's kind of a long list.
Have you seen Titanic?
No, but I don't.
You need to find yourself a real nice girl and go watch Titanic.
I put it, where's it shown in a theater? Huh?
It's not, just get in, you guys got a theater in the basement.
It's not in the house. Basement. And
downstairs.
Yeah, okay, I guess, but.
Directly below us.
The only reason Titanic is on my list is because it's such a record breaker.
And it's a classic.
And does it have to be? Really?
It's actually a pretty good movie.
She pushes him off the door, man.
It's actually a pretty good movie.
She lets him die in the middle of the ocean. Not cool.
Hey, Mythbusters did an episode where they found out that the two of them could have survived. If they
did an entire episode on that?
Yes. They built a full-scale size of the door.
Yeah.
And then they actually upped it to counteract the weight of Jamie and Adam compared to Rose and what's-his-face.
They had to make the size bigger, or they just made it weigh more?
No, they made the buoyancy.
Oh, okay.
The more buoyancy.
Yeah.
To compensate for them, and then... They discovered that if they would have taken their life jackets off and put them underneath the door and tied the straps around the top side of the door, both of them could have been on the board and have lived.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's okay. Whatever. No, I thought that I've seen pictures of the door. Mm-hmm. I thought they just both could have fit on it normally. Why did they have to do the life jacket thing? Because it would have tipped over?
Yeah, they tried it normally where they were still wearing their life jackets, and the buoyancy wouldn't balance out right, and it'd just tip over one side or the other.
Well, that's legitimately disappointing.
But it's the truth.
Yeah.
They said that was actually a very historically accurate movie.
That should be an alternate end. That should have been an alternate ending to the remastered edition that
they
put out.
So many people said that, but they released this Mythbusters after the new movie came out.
Ah, crap. Did you hear the other cool thing?
And they actually brought the original director back onto the set.
James Cameron. How do you not know his name?
I have no idea.
You're supposed to.
I don't know people's names.
Dude, he made Avatar. Okay? He made Aliens. Come on. You gotta know this guy. He's important.
I know of him, but I don't ever remember the people's names. I'm bad with names. I need name tags.
He's not in the room. Oh, James Cameron just walked in the room, everybody.
Hey!
Go make me money. I don't actually know what he sounds like. The other cool thing that they did for that remastered edition of Titanic, you probably don't know who this is. Neil deGrasse Tyson. No?
Yes.
You do know who he is?
I've heard of him.
Do you know what he does?
He's a producer.
No.
Oh.
Jeez, man.
I've heard of him.
Okay, he's an astrophysicist.
Okay, that's where I've heard of him.
You're supposed to know that. I have to remind you who Neil deGrasse Tyson is.
Yeah, I remember who he is. He's the one that made it to where Pluto's no longer a real planet.
Yeah, which is correct.
He's a dick.
No, it's fine.
No.
It's totally
Pluto,
fine.
Pluto is a planet.
It is not.
I still consider
you
want to
get in a fight about Pluto?
Let's go.
I'll get in a fight about Pluto. All right, why do you think
outside.
Pluto's a planet? Come on. Come on. Come on.
It was considered a planet to begin with.
Oh, that's it?
Yes.
No.
It was originally considered a planet.
It was originally considered a planet because it was 1950.
Exactly.
It couldn't be seen well enough with the telescopes that they had then.
So
now that we've seen it better, we know that its moon is pretty much the exact same size. And
they knew that
in the
50s.
Field that it goes through, in the field that it goes through, in the definition of a planet, it needs to have cleared its path of orbit of debris. It has not done that. Plenty of debris still floating around in that Pluto orbit. It's practically debris itself, with Neptune pretty much right next to it.
So. I still
Pluto's
think,
not a planet.
I still think Pluto's a planet.
It's not.
Well,
no.
You know what?
I'm right.
Go.
I'm right. I'm right.
No.
I am. Just come on.
Okay, fine.
But what Neil deGrasse Tyson did for this remastered edition of Titanic, he was looking at the night sky where they were doing the door thing. You know? I think it was, just general night sky stuff. Mm-hmm. And he noticed that the night sky that they put up did not correspond to the night sky that was there when the Titanic sank. So, based on his consultation and advice, they managed to put the night sky up that was actually in the sky when the Titanic sank.
Hmm. Funny thing is, you can't really trace those night skies like that.
Yeah, you can. Yeah.
I took an astronomy class. We tried that.
Took an astronomy class that didn't have access to NASA's database.
Okay, true. So NASA had all the pictures and everything of the night skies.
Yeah, Neil deGrasse Tyson and NASA are kind of like buddies, you know. Him being an astrophysicist. No.
I don't like him.
Pluto is not a planet. Deal with it.
Okay, for other reasons than just the Pluto's not a planet. He supports string theory.
So?
Do you?
Yeah.
Just because of him?
No. I've got my own reasons.
I don't.
What do you even know about string theory?
I do not agree with string theory.
What?
That the whole.
What do you agree with?
I don't think that there is strings of energy creating up the molecules. Or not the molecules.
If you can't say molecules right, then you have no basis in this argument. No high ground whatsoever.
The atoms and all the protons and neutrons and all that stuff, that string theory supposedly inside of those guys, I don't believe that.
What about quarks and gluons? You don't think those are real either?
Quarks and gluons?
Yeah. It's like the bits and pieces that make up protons and neutrons.
Oh. We haven't gotten that far in my physics class yet.
But why don't you like string? You don't just like the idea of there being invisible
little
strings?
Yes,
that
exactly.
Does it freak you out a little?
A little bit. And with the quantum physicist, like, hey, if I try enough times, I can actually get through that wall without breaking it.
It's all a basis in probability. Mm-hmm. That's how that version of quantum physics works. There is a very, very small chance, however unlikely, that a person's molecules and all the little bits of matter that are in them will line up to all of the empty spaces in that wall, and you'll just be able to pass right through it.
Exactly.
However, that is extremely unlikely.
You know, I'm going to try and walk through your wall until that happens.
Just do it now. Do it live.
No.
He did it and died. So now I'm doing the show by myself. I don't really know what to say. There's just kind of a dead body in my room. Shut up, Andrew's dead body. I'm just kind of at a loss for words. I don't think anyone's ever actually died on the air before. I know that some comedians have, like, you know, they've had heart attacks on stage, but I don't know if they've actually died from it. That was actually, that was a thread I was reading one time. This one time, guys, I was reading a thread about career-ending jokes. And dying on stage is, like, a pretty big deal. I feel like giving CPR to Andrew, but I don't think it's... Shut up. Shut up. Sometimes it's necessary. Thank you for playing along. Andrew Olson, ladies and gentlemen.
Woo!
He's here for not very much longer after this.
I'm here every Friday.
Usually, yeah.
Next week.
Friday. Yes. I don't. What day is it next week? Is it?
Day is a Friday.
Yeah. Shut up. It's the
27th, I think.
No, it's the 28th.
28th.
Jared, we have gotten word we'll be coming back on Sunday.
Yes,
so,
I know this.
Yeah, for a fact?
Yes.
All right, so yes. That means he should be here on
And if he's not, I'm going to hunt him down, hog tie him, and then drag him into the studio.
I know I don't have work that day.
Good.
So we could make this show extra special somehow. Maybe making it an hour, if you think you can handle it. But I don't know.
I could handle it if we can get room service.
Room service? Like, eat during the show again?
Yeah. And yeah. Have people bring us, like, water and drinks?
I don't think,
You don't think you'd get your sister into that?
No, I don't think we should be eating food up here.
Oh.
I mean, it was okay last time because it was, like, stuff that ants wouldn't want anyway. It was, like, Twinkies and things.
You don't think ants would want Twinkies?
Pretty sure ants reject Twinkies.
No. It's, like, yeah. Nothing but sugar, and ants love sugar.
You ever seen a comparison between, you know, just real butter and, like, margarine?
Mm-hmm.
And you put it on, like, the same plate, and then you watch how many ants go to it? Nobody's going for the margarine.
I know.
So, I don't know. I just think the same thing applies with Twinkies and,
The fake Twinkies? They're all going for the real Twinkies. They're saying screw it to the fake ones.
Which we have found a suitable substitute.
You know, I didn't think those were that bad. The filling was a little bit more sugary.
What are these called? The replacement Twinkie. We're really hung up on this Twinkie thing.
We are.
It's like the third week we've talked about this.
It's like bacon jokes. Is he ever going to stop?
Where did the... What kind were they, though?
Safeway brand.
Safeway brand Twinkies. I
believe that's what Drew got. It was either Safeway or Walmart. Something or other. Off.
Well, this isn't helping people find this substitute at all.
Okay, it's just a yellow cake not found in plutonium.
It's, I'm pretty sure it's Safeway, though.
Yeah, I think it's a Safeway brand.
Safeway brand, Twinkies, I don't know what they're called. They just look like Twinkies.
Yeah, they look like a Twinkie. I think they're just like a cream-filled cake.
Get them if you want, I guess.
They're all right. If you have the munchies, they're even better.
The main difference between these and the original Twinkies is that they have 5 holes in the bottom instead of 3.
And the cake on these, I thought, tasted better.
That was Drew's recommendation.
You agree that cake is so much better.
And you can always fill it in with your own whipped cream if care for that whipped cream.
Or you can fill it in with whatever you want.
Mm. What does that mean?
Chocolate pudding. Yeah. For all of you peanut butter fans, peanut butter.
I took the whipped cream out of a jelly donut and I put chocolate pudding in it. And it was great. You should try it sometime if you're not too busy, you know, exercising. Is this a good fat guy voice?
Yeah.
You like it?
Good fat guy face, too.
Oh, good, because you can't... I feel like I have to do the face in order for the voice to happen, you know? It's just gotta...
You've seen the original Men in Black, right?
Yeah.
You kind of sound like the guy that's the cockroach dude inside the one guy's skin.
Oh, Egger?
Fred? Yeah, Egger. Egger, yeah. Egger. You kind of sound like Egger.
He wasn't fat, though. Really?
No, but after
he... He's in Law and Order. Yeah, Law and Order, Oh, frick, I forget which spinoff of it it was. Because there's like six different Law and Order
special
series.
Special victim unit, all sorts
I don't think he was, hold on, I'll find out. But, yeah. No, he's one of the main guys, too.
Really? Didn't know that. Yeah, Egger's funny. Well, in Men in Black, anyways.
Which I've not seen Men in Black 3 yet.
I know. That looks really good. Drew and Ben both said it was really good.
Yeah?
Yeah. And I think it came out on DVD, or it's coming out on DVD like Christmas Day.
I think I have it, but I'm not sure. Let's see. Oh, he was on Law & Order Criminal Intent.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
One of those weird ones.
Well, I don't know. I used to watch it a little bit.
I have never really got into the Law & Order too much.
No?
No, I've always been an NCIS fan.
I don't watch. Is that the one with Horatio Caine? Dude who does the sunglasses thing all the time? He puts them on or takes them off and he makes a pun?
That's CSI. CSI Miami.
I thought NCIS was a part of that.
No.
Kind of, no?
Oh. NCIS is Naval Criminal Investigative Services. It's another one of those cop shows, but have you seen JAG?
JAG? I thought that was a car.
Well, JAG's a car too, but there's actually a show called JAG. It's Judge Advocate Generals.
Nope.
Never
heard of it.
It's a military law show. And then...
Made by the military?
I don't know.
Because that would actually be kind of interesting.
It might be, because it is actually pretty similar to
okay.
the actual JAG offices. And then, but NCIS is like CSI, except for the Navy and military only.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they only specialize in military personnel issues. So like if it was some retired military guy, or if it was an active military guy or whatever, and he's had a military background, they deal with the case instead.
Okay. I've never seen NCIS, but a show that I've been kind of wanting to get into was 24.
That one's pretty good.
I wanted to try and find that, because the whole idea of
taking... about the first three seasons, and then I was done.
Isn't there, like, I thought there was like six seasons.
Yeah, there is right now, but I've only watched the first three, and then after that, it just was weird, kind of like Lost. It was good for the first couple seasons, then afterwards, it was like, what the hell are they doing?
I don't know. I don't really plan on watching Lost right now. I kind of want to watch. I want to watch the season two Walking Dead, which we've got somewhere.
I want to watch that too. I haven't seen it. I haven't seen two or three.
I've finished watching everything that's available of Community. Mm-hmm. That show's pretty funny. I don't really know if there's something else I should hop on to. Like, Sons of Anarchy sounds kind of interesting.
It's an alright show. I watched that.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. It's pretty good. I do, actually. Sons of Guns. It's on Discovery.
No, I'm not going to watch it.
Why not?
Because it's actually a show about guns.
It's like this company, and it's the company.
It's like American Chopper, but for guns. And I don't want...
Kind of.
I don't like American Chopper.
They stopped American Chopper.
Good.
I liked American
Death
Chopper.
Death to American Chopper.
I liked that show.
Pluto is not a planet.
You know what? Come over here and lick my...
I won that battle.
No.
Come on. I did.
Whatever. Anyways.
So I might want Sons of Anarchy, but I don't really know...
Sons of Anarchy is pretty good. I do recommend NCIS. That's just on, like, CBS or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's Channel 6.
Yeah, but it's been going on for so long.
But you don't have to watch the... there's like maybe two episodes in every season that you have to watch back-to-back to actually make sense. But no,
oh, it's like Seinfeld. You just pick one.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're all independently run things.
Yeah?
I mean, if you find one that has the character named Kate and then you watch one that has one named Ziva, there's a little bit of a difference there. Kate was before Ziva, and then Kate was shot in the head and killed. Spoiler alert, but... That was like
in season... spoiler alert. And you wanted me to watch this show. Well, I guess I won't now.
That was in like season 3, and they're in like season 8.
They're in 8 right now?
Yeah.
It's a lot.
You don't have to watch it all in order, though.
Yeah, okay. Well, okay.
They're all good. They don't. It's like each one's independent.
Well, I'm in the middle of Game of Thrones, too.
What?
Yeah.
I've never heard of it.
It's like, it's based on a. book by George R. R. Martin, a book series by him. It's kind of like, it's kind of like Lord of the Rings. Like, I'm just trying to put this in your perspective. It's like Lord of the Rings, but without a whole bunch of different versions of humanoids. You know, that it's that, it's that kind of, you know, they got like the kings and the queens and the knights and all that, and they got like a couple non-human creatures that they interact with, but not nearly as many as Lord of the Rings has. I mean, they got like the ghosts and the orcs and all these other things.
That's cool.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of Lord of the Rings, have you seen The Hobbit yet?
I want to.
I do too, but
a buddy of mine wants to go, I think tomorrow night or Sunday night.
Yeah?
To go see The Hobbit. Okay. Go watch it in theaters. So I think we're going to try and get a bunch of us, like just a bunch of guys together. No chicks, just a bunch of guys.
You got to figure out the whole thing with the 48 frames per second, though.
Okay.
Because
well, I think we were just either going to go to Cinetopia or City Center.
Okay, well, you got to figure out what version they're showing at those places.
I don't know.
Because they did, because there's standard film rate, 24 frames a second, and then they doubled it. In the it's like the same cuts and everything. It's like pretty much the same movie except the frame rate's doubled to 48, which in my opinion makes everything look like a soap opera. You know, everything.
So go
just,
for the standard one.
Everything just looks kind of fake hacky. It works good for special effects, but not real person movement.
Okay, well that's probably like the City Center is probably going to be that 24.
Okay.
Most likely. You'd have to look it up. I don't know. I don't know nothing about that. I've always just went to the movies like, hey, that's actually a pretty good movie.
I don't know. I just don't want you guys to pick the wrong one because you might
then
leave.
Then you'll be complaining
like,
the entire
time. That was an okay movie. It kind of wrinkled my brain a little bit with the way it looked.
You'll have to look them up. I don't know anything.
I can't see out my left eye now because you're probably going to cross some wires in your brain and it's going to hurt.
Yeah.
I'm not, just make sure you don't go for the double whammy, the 48 frames per second and 3D.
Ooh.
Because that's going to mess with you a lot, from what I've heard.
Yeah.
Django Unchained.
I want to see that. That looks good, too.
Not.
With Jamie Foxx?
Jamie Foxx, Leonardo DiCaprio, mm-hmm. Samuel Jackson, directed by none other than Quentin Tarantino. Wow. Almost blanked on his name. He's like the coolest dude. Let's see. Where was I going with that? It's not out yet.
I know.
That's the main problem. I think
it comes out on Christmas Day.
Yeah?
Comes out Christmas Day. That sucks. I hate
that might be what I go do for Christmas.
I hate movies that come out on Christmas.
I've never gone to a movie on Christmas.
Neither have I.
Stayed at home.
My sister did once because it was that year that we had such bad snow down here.
Oh, yeah.
I had like 3 feet of my house. And so I was like, eh. They stayed home because they didn't want to risk trying to get up to our place and then, you know, crash.
What movie came out on Christmas that you wanted to see?
They went and saw Valkyrie when it came out on Christmas.
Valkyrie came out on Christmas?
Yeah.
Eesh.
Came out Christmas Day.
Valkyrie was good, too.
Yeah. So that was a good one to come out on Christmas. And surprisingly, it had a really high box office rating.
Yeah.
For coming out on Christmas. I just could never bring myself to go Christmas.
I don't know. What I've heard about Django Unchained, though, is that it is a mother effer of a movie.
Really?
Now, I'm not really sure what that means, but it sounds good to me.
It does.
Yeah. And if it's going to have an angry Samuel L. Jackson yelling about slavery, yes, I will watch it.
All right.
Totally. And I was sold on the soundtrack, too.
Yeah?
Yeah, I got that. It sounds pretty good to me.
Well, that's good. I got to get that soundtrack from you from Skyfall. Which we all got to go.
I thought I gave you that.
No, you gave it to Drew.
Oh, right. I gave it to somebody. I don't know.
Ben still hasn't seen that movie.
He still hasn't seen Skyfall?
I know. It's like, all right, I'm really tempted because my aunt gave me a pair of movie tickets for Christmas. Because we had Christmas at her place like 2 weekends ago.
Yeah.
And I was really tempted to save him to go to a movie with some chick. Or I'm going to take Ben to go see Skyfall.
Yeah.
It's like debating. My brother.
Should have gotten.
Or some hot chick. My brother
should take
some
Ben.
Hot chick. I haven't used him.
It's yet. More likely that you would have been able to take Ben.
I haven't. Yeah. Well, I know a couple hot chicks.
You know them, but would they go with you?
Maybe. Most likely. I'm pretty good friends with them.
Do you need help?
No.
Yeah. Just get. You don't want my help.
From your no.
What? What's wrong with my perspective?
Nothing.
I've done okay.
You?
I've done okay.
You dated Colombian?
Yeah. I've done okay. Jeez.
Mm-hmm.
I still win on the front of, you know, the whole Pluto
really?
You're
planetoid
thing.
Really? You still going on
thing.
That?
Yeah. I just know that I'm right.
No.
No.
Okay, let's agree to disagree.
Yeah, that never works.
Okay, we're going to agree to that.
No, we can't do that.
All right.
It just doesn't work.
Fine.
Because then we end up both mad. So if we just accept that I'm right.
How about this one? In the midst of Christmas time, okay. Let's just say that we're both right.
Because it's Pluto, the holidays.
Yes.
At one, Pluto used to be a planet.
Pluto's a planet.
Right, but you used to be right.
Hey, you want to know something?
What?
You go into that fourth dimension of the time.
Yeah?
It's all simultaneously there.
What?
Yeah.
What are you trying to prove here?
So, Pluto is a
Hold
planet.
Hold on. Wait, I'm stopping the music. Andrew's trying to talk about, like time travel. What are you... do it again?
So, within the fourth dimension of time. So, you got the dimension coming in at another 90 degree.
Yeah, I know. Just...
Everything on that line of time coexists simultaneously. So it's all there at the exact same time.
No, it doesn't. That's the point of time.
No, it does coincide simultaneously. You can walk along that line.
Coexist.
I'm having problems talking tonight, dude.
You're on a show.
I'm a little thirsty.
All about talking.
Yes, I'm a little thirsty.
Okay. Anyway.
And so in reality.
Do you know if Ben brought my mug?
No, I do not know that.
Need to find out. Anyway.
You really want that back.
Yeah.
Okay, anyways. So, along that line, everything exists. So, Pluto is a planet somewhere on that line.
Okay.
Which is existing right now. But it's also existing in the past, and it's also existing in the future.
Or you could go with the whole alternate universes thing.
Well, yeah, there's that too, but...
There's probably a universe out there where Pluto's a planet, but there's also a universe out there where, you know, everything is also made out of cotton balls, and our main form of currency is gerbils.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. It's okay. I guess that works.
Yeah.
At least what I believe in is more based on our current timeline.
They've already started to perfect some time travel. There was a quantum physicist that he's able to send a message and receive it milliseconds before he sends it.
Okay.
So he's actually...
Can you send me a link to that?
It was on the news.
What news?
K2. It was K2 or something like that. It was on Channel 2.
Okay, well, get me some sources, send me a bibliography, and I'll get back to you.
I can't write a bibliography.
Well, don't write one. Just send me a link.
Okay, I can do that.
And
I'll try and find it.
And I'll figure this thing out for myself because it doesn't sound right.
Yeah. Well, no, it's pretty plausible. I can see it happening.
No, because he's sending a message and then, so he's not sending a message. He gets a message and where did this come from?
Well, no, he's got it all set up computerly, so he's just, not even looking at this.
Computerly.
Yeah.
He did it on the computer machines.
No, so what he does is he hits the button send, and it's like a timer thing.
All right.
So he hits the button send, and then it records, you know, like, there's two circuits.
But the message
one that receives,
is sent.
There's one that receives and one that sends, and they both have a timer.
Okay.
He hits the button
still
send.
Still talking about physics, still stopping the music.
He hits the button send, and then he waits, and then he goes over and looks at the timers, and the timer from the send has a shorter time thing, from when he hit the, when the signal went through the send, has less time from when he went to go look at it from when he hit the send thing than it received.
None of this sounds right to me, and you're stuttering a lot.
I'm trying to explain it. It's weird. I'm hard with explaining things.
Yeah, you saw it on TV.
It was on the news.
Get me a link.
I'll try.
We're going to research this. I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll research this in Recorded Gold. Sweet segue, man.
Yeah.
High five for me. And we'll find out where I'm right. Go ahead and like us on Facebook. Facebook.com/TGIFradio or also TGIF Radio on Twitter. Send us stuff at TJFRadioShow@gmail.com. I don't... No, there's nothing else.
Pluto is a planet.
It isn't. That's what you wanted to plug.
Yes.
And I want to plug that Pluto is a planet and that...
Why, thank you.
Because I'm speaking to the people in our current timeline here. Or whatever you were trying to say. Pluto's not a planet. Sorry. Stay tuned for Unrecorded Globe, where we find out if this whole time travel doohickey is real. And party on until next week. Maybe Jared will be on. I hope he will.
Party on.
All right.
Wayne's World.
Goodbye.